We are in 1581. The Dutch Republic gained its independence from Spain. At that time, the newly formed Dutch Republic was roughly formed of modern-day Belgium, Luxembourg, northern France, and the southern Netherlands. As usual, gaining independence did not mean peace right away. War was officially over. However, in the sea, both countries were far from friendly. The Dutch hired many sea captains to act as corsairs on their behalf. Corsairs are like pirates, but not really. Pirates attack for their own interest. Corsairs, on the other hand, attack for the interest of their nations. Corsairs are hired by the state. The Dutch Republic hired many corsairs to attack Spanish ships, but they were not the only country that targeted Spanish ships. Spanish ships were the favorite target for many corsairs and pirates. There were a lot of political and historical reasons for that, but one of the main reasons for the pirates to attack Spanish ships was gold. Spain was one of the big conquerors of the so-called New World. Many of their ships traveled from South America back to Spain full of stolen gold, mainly from the many Mayan and Inca temples they ravaged. Their ships became known as the treasure ships, and their enemies couldn't wait to get their hands on these stolen treasures. Many of the European corsairs got tired of working for their respective countries, and a lot of them just started attacking ships in coastal cities for their own interests. This is when a corsair becomes officially a pirate. One of these renegade corsairs that eventually became a pirate was named Jan Janszoon. Jan was Dutch, but Jan was not famous for being a Dutch pirate. He was actually famous for being a North African pirate, also known as a Barbary pirate. Barbary pirates are pirates who sailed mainly from the Barbary coast. In the 16th century, there were four main pirate ports in North Africa. Algiers, which is in modern-day Algeria, Tunis, in modern-day Tunisia, Tripoli, in modern-day Libya, and finally, Saleh, in modern-day Morocco. Now, Saleh at that time was not the same Saleh that we have today. 16th century Saleh was actually formed of three modern-day Moroccan cities: Saleh, Rabat, and Casbah. 16th century Saleh was less important than the other three main pirate ports, like Tunis or Algiers. But although it was less significant, this pirate port was very active. And, as we'll see later, for a brief time they even managed to achieve independence by resisting the Moroccan Sultan himself. The Barbary coasts were everything but boring. All pirates operating from the Barbary ports were called the Barbary Pirates. Europeans saw them as savages. But savages or not, the Barbary corsairs and pirates ruled the seas from the 16th to the 18th century. Why? This remains kind of a mystery. Apparently, European ships were more advanced at that time, so it's not really clear why the Barbary corsair stayed so dominant for centuries. So how did a Dutch corsair end up being a North African pirate? Jan Janszoon was born in Haarlem, in modern-day Netherlands, at the end of the 16th century, in 1575, right before the Dutch Republic gained its independence from Spain. Soon, Jan became a Dutch corsair attacking Spanish ships for the state. But somewhere between 1600 and 1605, he eventually went on his own and became a pirate. At first, he operated near the European coast, mainly. But Jan knew in order to have more gains, he needed to start venturing more towards the North African waters. And that's exactly what he did. Jan attacked everyone, even Dutch ships. But luck ran out for him, and in 1618, Jan was captured by Algerian pirates. Actually, this wasn't as bad as it sounds. His capture turned out to be great for him. After his capture, Jan eventually joined the Barbary Pirates by becoming a member of the feared Fleet of Algiers. The Fleet of Algiers was a pirate crew headed by the famous pirate Suleiman Rais. Interestingly enough, Suleiman was actually also Dutch. His original name was Ivan Durkee de Vanber. He came to Algeria a long time ago and changed his name to Suleiman after he converted to Islam. A year after Jan Janszoon joined Suleiman's crew, Jan got even luckier when Suleiman died in 1619. Actually, some say Suleiman just retired. We don't really know. But what we do know for sure is that Jan took his place and became the admiral of the Fleet of Algiers. Jan started by mainly operating from Algiers. But in 1620, Algiers established many treaties with European countries. This limited the operations of Algiers-based pirates and corsairs like Jan, so many of them switched base and went to other Barbary coasts. Jan and his crew ended up going to Salé. Salé at that time was known to be the favorite destination of the Moriscos. To know who are the Moriscos, we need to go back over 100 years in history, to the time when the Muslim Emirate of Granada ruled over the Iberian Peninsula. The Iberian Peninsula mainly included modern-day Spain, Portugal, Andorra, and France.